The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Did he say commentator? I heard that, and Krieger ain't no commentator. Hey, good morning. It's 1 minute after the hour, 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's Central Time, by the way, for those of you looking at your watch going, oh, no, I'm late. No, if you're in Eastern Time, it's 8:01. Oh, yeah, it's Thursday. It's crazy, of course. Craziness abounds. And we're now taking orders, by the way, for all Strauss Naturals products at the Power Mall, including cinnamon-flavored heart drops. We're going to be having Strauss do all the drop shipping. So, therefore, you get it right away without any wait. You can sign up for AutoShip if you want to, if you're online doing the internet. And if you want to cancel at any time, you can. It's hassle-free. As far as savings this week, you can check out the Daily Deal tab. And that's on thepowermall.com for those of you who have internet. If you don't and you like want to buy one of James McCanney's water filter systems and you don't have internet, you wanted the Daily Deal, you want to know what that is, you don't have internet. Well, if you don't have internet, we have a toll-free number you can call, 877-817-9829. And you can even request a Power Mall catalog while you're on the phone with one of our reps. We'll take good care of you. And that is our slate of announcements today. We're supposed to have Tom Holman on the horn with us in the next hour. I don't know if you know who that is, but if you've seen him on Fox News, Tom Holman was Trump's former ICE director. He was the one who basically, you know, when it came to border security, that was your guy. We're going to have him on the show, hopefully, in the 8 o'clock hour. A lot depends on whether or not the guests are up and alert and awake and paying attention to the time zones. Because, I mean, you know, when you shift the program from 7 to 9 a.m. or to 7 to 9 a.m. from 11 to 1, everybody else has to adjust to the time frame, including yours truly. So, yeah, well, such is life, right? Hey, we make the best of it. That's the whole thing, is not to give up. If there's anything inspirational about the way that I operate, is that one, I wake up with a glass almost full. And I say almost because, you know, to err is human, and there's that little margin of error in each of us that sometimes if we let the bird in, and you know I'm talking about, because this is a spiritual battle we're fighting right now. If I let the bird in, well, you know, see, that's when the issues crop up. And the idea is to get up, put your feet on the floor. You know, it's like that old song that the Beatles did on Abbey Road that says, woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Remember that? Yep. Busy guy, busy life. That's right. A day in the life. And there you go. Everybody has one. That's a good thing. See, as long as you got 2 feet and a heartbeat, you can go out and bless other people's lives today, which I hope you do. In the meantime, of course, we get into today's top five news stories. Trying not to sound like Tom Brokaw. I know. Krieger, can you be serious for 1 minute? Yeah, I'd like to. But you see, there's just too much nonsense going on right now. Here's the thing. Former President Trump tried to go into New York court and shift his New York criminal case from New York to federal court. And of course, a U.S. judge has rejected it. Trump and his lawyers argued because Trump was president when he carried out the actions for which he's been charged, the case should be heard in federal court, not in New York court. And of course, U.S. District Court Judge Alvin Hellerstein, a Clinton appointee, disagreed. So now you see how our justice system works, because this judge was appointed by Clinton and he doesn't like Republicans. You see how that works? See, the politics does bleed into our justice system, for those of you not paying attention. And those of you in the know get what I'm saying. And here's the thing. You really think that Trump is going to win anything in a New York court with a New York judge and a New York jury that are all Democrat that hate Trump? I mean, literally, you could, when I could just imagine for Trump's lawyers in this particular instance, what voir dire, that's when you question the jury. And it's like, can we have a show of hands as to how many Democrats we have out there? How many Democrats are seated right now? And every one of them raises their hand. Well, Your Honor, I can see we're not going to get a fair shake in this court. Move for a mistrial. Can you imagine how that would go? Oh, man. If I didn't have the legal acumen that I do, I would just be rolling my eyes in the back of my head going, what did he say? I don't know that he's going to get a fair shake in a New York court. Either way, whether it's U.S. District Court or whether it's a New York court, they try to move for a change of venue. That didn't work. As a matter of fact, to show you just how it doesn't work, the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case, a federal judge there in New York, dealt former President Trump a legal effort, and his legal effort, a blow. He rejected his request for a new trial, upheld the $5 million jury verdict in a civil case brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Now, of course, Carroll accused him of raping her. And $2 million they awarded her for sexual abuse, even though Trump said, I didn't abuse her. I didn't rape her. $3 million for defamation because he denied it in the press. Yeah. Oh, she's happy. She's $5 million richer. Less attorney's fees, of course. Of course, the attorneys called the $2 million award for sexual abuse grossly excessive. And I mean, have you ever seen E. Jean Carroll? Have you ever seen her picture? I mean, this is quite a ways ago that this was done. You know, such abuse included groping her through her clothing, which is a far cry from rape. But the judge said the argument fell flat, as New York law defines rape much more narrowly than many people might think. And the jury didn't award the $2 million damages for groping her breasts through her clothing, wrongful as that might have been. So you see, the whole idea is, if you're a politician, you don't go posting pictures of your wanker and sending them out in text messages. That's called sexting, like Anthony Weiner did. How appropriate. Weiner's Weiner on text. You know, see, you can't do stuff like that if you're a politician. You have to be forthright. You're sitting here representing the people and you're going out doing junk like this. And of course, you know, we have one in the White House right now that is a hair sniffer. And he likes to nibble on little kids' shoulders. And it's like, okay, sir, what are you doing? About that diary, Joe, can you let us all have a look at it? Can we watch it, or is somebody hiding it? Where's that diary, Joe? Ashley's diary. You know what I'm talking about, right? Can we see it? Can you let the media see it so that we can exonerate you that you didn't do what that diary allegedly says you did? Can we see it? Can we, huh? You know, what politician do you know doesn't have baggage? Everybody's got a skeleton somewhere. And McCarthy, of course, the Speaker of the House, because of the fact that they sent Trump a J6 target letter, McCarthy's jumped out in front of that, trying to get ahead of it. The media curve. Defending Trump, saying how could he be found criminally responsible? All he did was give a speech. He's entitled to his First Amendment rights to speak. Trump did not tell everybody to go to the Capitol building and storm it and go after all these Congress people. He did not tell them to do that. He said, go there and protest. Now, when they got there, as we talked about yesterday, things went awry because of agents provocateur, as we are hearing. the government laid a trap so they could go after Trump. That was the whole idea. That is what Bow Wow Wowzer and Pelosi, the Michael Jackson wannabe in a bad makeup day, this is what they engineered. They knew they could do this. They could pin his ears to the wall. The whole idea was, with the DNC and everybody else, Trump can't be elected again. But you see, all of a sudden now, the Democrats and the independents that voted for Biden are now looking at what Biden is doing, looking at the effects of the jabs, looking at how many people are dropping dead, looking at the fact that the government is now doing all this stupid stuff, like making remdesivir a thing for treatment of kidney problems when it shuts them down and we know it. I mean, they look at all this stuff and they're trying to take away my gas stove. They want me to drive an electric car, and yet one just exploded into flames yesterday. You know, $60,000 car. What am I supposed to do? Well, you change sides, and that's exactly what a lot of people are doing. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are voting for Trump or going in the direction of Trump right now and putting him way out ahead of everybody else in the polls because he has the ability to pardon himself. He could have all this stuff thrown out, which is why his legal team is in the process of delaying everything. And now he's got things coming at him from multiple angles, J6 and what he'd said in the speech and how they're trying to misinterpret it. What was his intent, really? He incited a riot. See, you get him in front of a DC jury. They're Democrat, they're woke, they're blue. They're probably all in there singing, "Am I blue without you?" Yeah. Yeah, you're blue with them. You know, that's the way it is. You're not going to get a fair shake in D.C. You're not going to get a fair shake in New York. The whole idea is if the jury's tainted, you get 12 brain deads out there that behave the way the judge does. I mean, it's just like the U.S. government telling everybody they need to go get the shot. Everybody bought into it. Say, "Oh, well, the government said so. It must be true." So you get a judge, you get a guy in a black robe. God knows what's under that robe. He might be in drag under that robe. You don't know. I mean, I'm just taking that from Benny Hill. Don't mind me. But the thing is that you got McCarthy out there defending Trump. And a lot of other people like Dershowitz has jumped on the bandwagon, too, saying this is just ridiculous what they're doing. It's obvious you can't trust the DOJ. But yet it's going on, isn't it? Now we're hearing rumors and reports that the U.S. government has suspended funding to Wuhan laboratory over risky experiments. Oh, really? Now they're saying this? This is the Epoch Times, by the way, reporting this. They've suspended funding. Is it official? Well, what about all the money going to Ukraine and those places? Because they have labs over there, too. What about all that funding? See, nobody's being held accountable. And see, the thing is this was going on during Trump. And Trump didn't bother to look at Fauci and all the rest of those blowhards that all wanted to depopulate the United States of America and the rest of the world while profiting at the same time off of all these patents that they're tied to and all of the little perks that they get for being in the positions they're in. They're not even elected positions. And we let them tell us what to do. See, that was our problem, is we bought into this the first time. Now, if they try this nonsense again, oh, we're going to have another pandemic. Oh, my God. Everybody's going to be infected. You better go get... we're not buying that. You fooled us once. And people are looking at all their relatives who are dropping dead of these jabs and going, you know, I'll bet the shot killed them. Duh, you think? See, and the reason I bring it up is because the CDC has now issued another alert because of toxic algae. Well, we have an environmental problem going on right now. People and animals are increasingly getting ill from drinking water contaminated with toxic algae. There's blooms all over the Florida coast and Lake Okeechobee, and we have to be aware and alert. And how are they going to declare a climate disaster now? An emergency climate disaster. Well, the Republicans kind of got out in front of that. trying to get legislation out there so that they couldn't declare climate emergencies. That's your top five news stories for today at 7:15 Central Time. That's AM for those of you who are sleeping. Well, in world news, Technocracy News is reporting the utter hypocrisy of technocrats is astounding as the UN's promise to save the world's children kind of backfired on them because, see, you've got all these kids over there mining cobalt and they're getting sick. Yeah, cobalt for what? Technocracy. Sacrificing African children on the green altar of technocracy. That's what they're doing. And of course, people in Lithuania, that country right now is stripping residency permits from Russians who are disloyal to Putin. Yep, believe it or not, cancel culture is going on over there. Do you remember what's going on in France right now? Over 600 people. This sounds almost like J6 in France. Over 600 people in France have been imprisoned over the riots so far. And they're able to get a 95% conviction rate of those accused of torching buildings, cars, throwing rocks and bottles and at police. I mean, it sounds almost like J6, doesn't it? Except it wasn't as violent. We didn't set the congressional halls of Congress, the hallowed halls, we didn't set them on fire. No, majority of the people, if you look at the videos, were very respectful because they understood when they went in there, this somber attitude overcame them. It's like, wait a minute, this belongs to we, the people. We need to respect this. Jacob Chansley did the same thing, even though he was dressed up with horns and all this other gobbledygook. The Navy veteran at least had respect and didn't go around telling everybody to torch the place. In fact, Capitol Police were shown on video leading him around. That didn't matter to the courts. So you see, everything going on in Paris, it's a little different because they got violent over there. They rioted just like they did in 2020 over here. How many people over here got imprisoned? I don't know if too many. It was like a revolving door if they did. Then you had Chlamydia Harris over there. Well, we need to set up a fund so we can bond these people out so they can go back and burn some more police precincts down. You see, this is how screwed up our political entities are these days. Doesn't matter where you're at. There's all some sort of influence out there that's causing catastrophes worldwide. That's Satan for you. UK, by the way, has issued a terror threat alert as dozens of Islamic terrorists are set to be freed from UK prisons. I got a solution for that. I doubt they're listening, but I mean, what is it? 1 o'clock in the afternoon right now over there in London? Oh, blimey, oh, bloody hell, what? I got a solution for you guys. You know, why don't you deport these Islamic terrorists back to where they came from so they can't cause ruckus over in your neck of the woods? How about that? See, they got to have an excuse to raise the terror threat and scare everybody into compliance. And see, over in Germany, as we conclude our world news, there's videos out right now that have gone viral. They're calling her the brutal blonde. And it's just rather large, and she's not large. She's like big bone large. You know, some of these German women, yeah, she's blonde hair, Nordic kind of skin, right? She grabs one of these green extremist protesters blocking the roads. See, now over there, they're getting a little tired of this nonsense. People gluing their hands to the pavement with epoxy like they've been doing. So they cut the two of them together. You know, remember I told you about that the other day where the two of them super glued and all this other junk with epoxy, their hands to the pavement. They just went in there and sawed out a piece of the pavement, with their hands still attached to it and sent them on their way. So these two are like permanently attached until they basically put acid on their hand to delete, have them surgically removed, maybe even amputate their hands. Fools. Hey, you know, you want to protest, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. But going and sitting out and blocking traffic is now annoying the average consumer. Two guys were seen in the same exchange with the people sitting in the roadway of grabbing protesters, yanking them out of the road, and dumping them at the curb. The protesters, of course, get right back up, go sit down right in the middle of the pavement again, continue to block the road, protesting fossil fuels. And you see, it's just going to be a matter of time, because to see the brutal blonde, what she did, she grabbed this woman by the hair and yanked her off of the out of the street onto the curb, where the woman got right back up, went back and sat down again. So the brutal blonde, that's what the media are calling her, went right back over there and grabbed her by the hair again and yanked her off the street again. You see, it's going to come to a point in time where people, because, I mean, look at it this way. We have all these hot temperatures that are causing temperatures to flare on the roadway. Don't you be a bit surprised if all of a sudden road rage takes over and these little green extremists sitting out in the roadway become targets for some pissed off road rage driver. And he simply goes, oh, you're going to do this today of all days? It's 105 degrees outside. I'm just going to run your stupid you-know-what over. You watch, somebody's going to get irritated with this. And tempers are going to flare to the point where people are just lose their cool. And they're going to take matters into their own hands because the police aren't doing a damn thing. So they're going to run them over. You watch. It's going to happen. I mean, just like they're burning buildings in 2020, somebody's going to get irritated and there you go. And somebody will get arrested and charged with vehicular homicide. And they'll say, well, what were you doing? Well, see, the police don't have to respond. They can just stand there and watch it go down. Well, they were just simply protesting, expressing their views. They have a right to express their views. Really? But impede traffic? Isn't there a law against impeding traffic? Yeah, I think every state's got one. So why are they allowing these people to sit there and impede traffic? Now, this is in Germany, of all places. I mean, literally, German police could have responded and done this. They didn't. They left it up to these drivers to do it for them. Wow. Oh, yes. Moving on to USNews. That's U.S. News for those of you that are, you know, I always called it USNews and World Report. Remember that? Because half the stuff was just tripe. What's going on right now at the border? Texas has begun jailing female migrants arrested at border on state crimes. That's right. This is a new policy which expands the existing policies of arresting male migrants for state crimes under Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star. Beginning today, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice is accepting female migrants arrested by Texas law enforcement officers along the border, according to the director of communications there. And they're taking them to the Lopez unit in Edinburgh, Texas. Do you know how hot it is down there? They're putting them in Lopez unit in Edinburgh. Woo! This is a continuation of their role in Operation Lone Star's border security mission. Said local law enforcement is going to be arresting female migrants committing crimes like criminal trespass and other state crimes. See, all they got to do is go onto somebody's property. Boom. There you go. So criminal mischief, vandalism of state property or local government property, and criminal trespass. That means up to 180 days in jail. Something that may be a Class B misdemeanor right now turned into a Class A misdemeanor so they can get in a lot of trouble. This is what Texas is doing to respond to this nutty crisis created by the Biden administration. The state of Alabama is due to resume executions. Yep. Despite botching three of them last year, One of those executions, the guy was laying on the table writhing in pain for 3 hours before he died. James Barber was set to die tomorrow. And of course, the mother, or rather grandmother of the woman who was murdered, doesn't want him to die. They all got a conscience. See, the system practices eye for an eye. But some people just don't go along with that. This guy was convicted of murder of Dorothy Epps, who was 75 in 2001, but the granddaughter of Dorothy Epps. Let's clarify that. That was her grandmother that got murdered by James Barber, who was a black man, murdered a woman named Dorothy Epps in 2001. Okay. Barber is now 54. If he was convicted of the murder of a 75-year-old woman in 2001, do the math. How long has he been in prison wasting taxpayer dollars while on death row? And so, you know, we'll see whether they go through with that execution or not and what happens. People will be watching it. All the people against the death penalty are going to be keeping their evil eye on things. Dr. Naomi Wolf, by the way, has come out with an article claiming this Jewess says RFK Jr. is right. Presidential candidate is assailed for saying true things. Now, of course, as you know, Dr. Naomi Wolf is a Democrat, but we've had her on the show a couple of times already. I think she's wonderful. I really do. Why? She's a journalist and a constitutionalist. You may not like her, but she does make a point. Even if you disagree with a lot of her viewpoints per se, if it aligns with the Constitution, you cannot help but agree with it. You can't just say, well, you're a Democrat, so we don't agree with anything you're talking about. You can't do that. They have a right to freedom of speech, too, even though you don't agree with it. That's the thing about our Constitution. It works both ways. You don't get to sit there and pick and choose and say, well, you can't make that statement because I don't agree with it. You can't do it. That's why we talk about the Constitution here. So the way she puts it, it's legacy media hysteria time again. News outlets from the Post to the Atlantic hyperventilate about what they spin as the latest scandal. Presidential candidate RFK Jr. making comments at a dinner about ethnically targeted bioweapons. Mainstream media commentators claim these comments are in themselves anti-Semitic. See, they got to have a reason. He just gave them one. Some articles are going back in time, cherry-picking remarks RFK Jr. has made in the past about the Holocaust and other aspects of historic totalitarianism to strengthen the case for imprinting the anti-Semite label forever on Mr. Kennedy's candidacy and campaign. You see how that works? He still gets the right to speak out. We will be back with more news, maybe a phone call or two here after these important messages. The bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Stay tuned.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here, Central Time, on this Thursday. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, for those of you that heard the Strauss commercial, I just took my heart drops, as a matter of fact, because that's my cue. And I'll tell you, right now you can get all of the Strauss products drop ship, all of them. So anything Strauss makes that you need in your arsenal of health products, they have available at the Power Mall. I'll drop ship directly to you by Strauss. So you can call when we open up. And that's just less than a half an hour away. The Power Mall will be open. And you can call up and order all that good stuff. We were, before the break, talking about RFK Jr. and Naomi Wolf's take on all this. Here's the thing about Kennedy. He is inspiring a crossover voting movement among Republicans, similar to those seen in past presidential primaries, but with a twist. Janice Foster, for example, currently registered Republican in Lexington, Kentucky. Get that out there this morning. Told the Epoch Times she's registering Democrat to vote in the primaries, not because she sees RFK Jr. as an easier candidate for her party to beat in the generals, but because she sees him as a better candidate for America than President Biden. Well, he calls himself president. He thinks he is. He's a president in his own mind. He said, I'd rather Kennedy than Biden. I'd rather sacrifice my vote for a Republican than not to do my part to make sure he doesn't get back into office. You see, this is the kind of stuff that's going on right now. See, because Kennedy is saying stuff that makes sense. But Dave, he's a Democrat. Come on. Well, He may be a Democrat, but I'm telling you something. He was all about the jabs and why you shouldn't take them. He told you he had Children's Health Defense. He's been fighting against vaccinating kids with this garbage. He's been fighting Big Pharma, and they don't like him. That's one of the reasons why he's in the middle of controversy, and the Democratic Party, for God's sake, they can't have him out there. They're censoring him. They're using social media to censor him. It's a mess. And this is why people are going, I don't know, man. Kennedy's making a lot of sense. There you have it. It's kind of crazy the way things work in our crazy society today. And speaking of crazy societies, we go north of the border now to our friend that runs conspiracy-cafe.com, George Freund, up in Lake Canada, eh? How are you this morning,
sir? They can't have him out there. They're censoring him.
Well, you got to turn your radio down there, George. Where's George? Is George on the phone? I thought we had George on the phone.
You do.
Okay. Did you turn your radio down there, George?
There was no sound on when I was on hold like usual. So, I was just following your.
Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Your message.
So what's going on? You know I'm going to give it to you, don't you? Because I appreciate you sending me an email too, by the way, because we just wanted to be able to keep in touch in the back channel because, you know, communication is extremely important. If you know something we don't know or we know something you don't know, we have the ability to communicate this behind the scenes and try to decipher what's going on so we can analyze and report something that is a benefit to our listeners. So we appreciate that. So what's going on?
Oh, indeed. It was lost in the bucket for a long time. I realized later that was from some time ago, and Stephanie found it in the bowels of her email system and said, "Hey, look what I found. I'll send it to you." And then I realized, "Oh yeah, we talked about that before." So it's an old message, but that's okay. The bridge is built until they blow it up. But one thing I want to make across to Americans is something that was always in my heart when I did the show. There is no Democrat. There is no Republican. There is no left, right. There is no black, white. There is nothing that divides us. There's only one thing: American. End of story. And if you're a constitutionally based American, all our people are brothers and sisters. And that's just the end of it. So when these people come up with their divide and conquer messages or something, well, they're definitely un-American, almost un-American enough to have one of those committees for un-American activities and put them all to bed once and for all. Because
I wish it was that simple, George. I really do, because all of Congress and the Senate would be gone.
A dream come true.
Yeah, every one of them said something that divides this country.
Oh, big time. I attend protests here, and there's an American that comes up to visit every once in a while who got the jab and suffered horribly for it, and he runs his own protest movement in Tonawanda, New York. And he was at our last protest, and I really love it to stand beside a man with a big American flag who gave it all for his country to stand up against this jab crap, suffered horribly under it, and that I can give him a big hug. And vice versa, to say, you're my brother in this battle, this struggle for liberty that's all over the world. And, can't do that on the radio, that, I can be somewhere and see my Americans and say, you know, we're fellows under the sun here. But every now and again, when he's there, I get that great privilege. And Naomi Klein, she had her, what we would call in Christianity, the meet Jesus moment not that long ago, where she suffered under the jab, and she almost died or thought she was going to die in hospital. And she wrote a post about that is just very moving and touching. And sometimes it takes that much to make you smell the coffee and realize what's going on. And it almost seems like the Democratic Party, in spite of the fact that they hate gas engines, is they're going to make a whole bunch of open-top limousines and have a parade through Dealey Plaza for RFK Jr., Naomi Klein, or anyone else who goes and wants to expose these un-American activities and do it all over again. Because this is the evil that we're dealing with, a satanic evil. And just some simple thing that's coming up, as it hasn't been established yet, is Biden wants to, under environmental laws, ban gas generators. So that's something that is got to be on every, survivalist prepper inventory, is to have your own power system and to realize that they're trying to neuter us for this. And as I said in my email to you yesterday, you know, it just shocked me. I can't even believe how stupid people are, but people are that stupid, is all American military communications have been sent to the Russians via the country of Mali because someone doesn't know how to spell. And they, instead of .mil, they put .ml, which is for Mali, a Russian ally. And they were getting all their communications since 2013.
Oh, and nobody
closed the door. So, you know, is that important? And you wonder, you know, how many lives are at risk? How many people are could still be on a, like, they got passwords, they know deployments. It could just be a matter of snapping a finger and Americans can die and or be captured in droves because of some, you know, nitwit who can't spell or maybe even worse, doesn't even understand English or something like that because they got some plum patronage appointment of one sort or another. It's just because usually a message comes back at you when you send a message and it goes to the wrong place or something, it comes back. Hey, this went to the wrong place. Or maybe it wasn't sent to the wrong place. Maybe our traders were sending it there on purpose so that they would have access to all these communications. But you got to lock the door from time to time. And
you
that's
do.
One big door you got to lock.
I got a question, George. What do you think about the Biden family and associates taking an estimated $17 million from foreign business partners, according to Joseph Ziegler, who testified yesterday in front of Congress about the Biden family's foreign business interests?
I would just call that as the tip of the iceberg or chump change for probably the level of corruption we're seeing. It's just, but people, you hear the news and you can't decipher the cash register ringing in their own personal inventories. Here in Toronto, we got a new mayor. I call her Mrs. Mao. She's a hardcore leftist, former NDP parliamentarian. So her name's Olivia Chow, but I call her Mrs. Mao because she's going to bring in the left-wing agenda. So they made a crisis about, there's like 100 refugees sleeping on the street. So the federal government gave them $97 million. That's about 60-something million in your money. And, okay, we can house them. 100 people, $97 million. You know, you buy in each one of them a condo or something like that. How does this work out, man? Like, I think most of us would be made in the shade many times over for $97 million. But I could just gather that a good part of it, the lion's share, is going to be recycled into somebody's pocket somewhere. And it's like that with everything they do, especially foreign aid. I told my son yesterday, that should be illegal. There's no way that you should have any kind of foreign money support of something with our tax dollars. That's for us, whether you're American or Canadian or something. That's domestic use. And I guess the biggest one would be to send it to the Ukraine to kill everybody. And if I could just make a quick heartfelt thing that's not making the news. You're old enough to remember Vietnam. You remember the photo of the child burned by napalm, running naked down the street at a photographer being photographed. It was a major game changer in the war. And I heard what really happened on that bridge, the Kerch Bridge, about the two adults killed and the child wounded. And it's like, you just pass that off. Yeah, that's what happened. But what really happened is when the bridge split, the car stopped practically instantly. The parents were in the front seat. They were killed immediately. And the daughter was in the back seat. And she was catapulted through the windshield and impaled on the window glass. And you know how long that bridge is. Really long. So for emergency services to get there, and whatever circuitous route they had to use to get there, she was suffering on that for a very long time before they could pull her off. She was only about 9 or 10 years old. And when, you know, part of the audio clip of stuff is, you know, her just screaming and just unbelievable pain. And some people who don't know anything about emergency stuff would say, well, why don't you just pull her off? Well, you can't. As soon as you pull her off, she'll lose enough blood to die almost instantly. So she has to stay impaled on the object until surgeons can do it properly, and which is something to remember for serious first aid for the rest of you. You cut the object and it goes to the hospital with the patient. And, you know, a picture like that, a few bits of audio from the sound to let us know that we have blood on our hands, too. We're not absolved from any of this stuff. And God is watching this. And his punishments or lessons are absolute through the system, and we may not even know why, because we've never been told the other side of the story. And but it's something I just take for granted. This is all about killing people, and somebody's got to make the first step to stop, because most of them are just innocent victims, and we're just caught in a very bad thing that could escalate into something even far worse. So I pray for peace, some form of sanity, but I can't even imagine what we're ruled by. Like, they're just such despots. It's hard to even fathom. If you said this 20 years ago, you know, like, we only had the odd one. Okay, you got Tricky Dicky, LBJ. You know, it's almost like good humor to have a despot like that. But these ones are just so sadistically evil to upset the whole concept of creation, man, woman, and, you know, all our gender pronouns and everything else. It makes Chairman Mao almost look like a joke, too. It's just so evil and systemic. But we will persevere. We will stand up, because we have the truth and we have righteousness on our cause. And remember one thing, my fellow Americans. You're American first. And if anybody tells you anything different, they're probably un-American to start out with, left, right, or in between.
Well, I appreciate that, George. Thanks so much for your commentary this morning. We're just getting information here about the U.S. soldier who fled to North Korea. He had a history of violence, according to Reuters. He was being flown home to face disciplinary action when he crossed the demarcation line into North Korea. This is Private Second Class Travis King. He became the first American serviceman to be detained in the DPRK in nearly 5 years. He crossed the demilitarization line, and of course, the DMZ, kind of it's their own thing up there. Many of you call it the 38th parallel. Two anonymous U.S. officials, of course. This is how the media works. We have anonymous officials. They don't want to be outed. Reported the soldier had been due to face disciplinary action in his homeland after spending time in South Korean custody. According to the AP, King was escorted by the U.S. military to local airport, where he was supposed to fly to Fort Bliss, Texas, last Monday. But instead of boarding the plane, he joined a group of tourists headed for the Korean border village of Panmunjom, where he crossed the demarcation line on Tuesday and took off. Now he's in North Korea. Apparently, from what they're saying, not that difficult to do. Well, he did it. First U.S. soldier to defect from the United States military. Wow, you see, people, you want to talk about the military being decimated? Here's one example. The Rutherford Institute has come out with a new publication under our surveillance state category. And the title of the article is Mental Health Roundups: The Next Phase of the Government's War on Thought Crimes. You want to talk about invasion of privacy? According to John Whitehead, who we've had on the show multiple times, just celebrated a birthday, by the way, under the guise of public health and safety, the government could use mental health care as a pretext for targeting and locking up dissidents, activists, and anyone unfortunate enough to be placed on a government watch list. And of course, he says, and is warning, if we don't nip this in the bud, and soon this is going to become yet another pretext by which government officials can violate the First and Fourth Amendments at will. And you're like, okay, Dave, how's that possible? Well, here's the way it plays out. In communities across the nation, police are being empowered to forcibly detain individuals they believe might be mentally ill, might be, based solely on their own judgment, totally subjective, even if those individuals don't pose a danger to others. In New York City, for example, blue state territory, you could find yourself forcibly hospitalized for suspected mental illness if you carry firmly held beliefs not congruent with cultural ideas, or exhibit a willingness to engage in meaningful discussion, or have excessive fears of specific stimuli, or refuse voluntary treatment recommendations. I mean, they could be ostensibly aimed at getting the homeless off the streets when combined with advances in mass surveillance technologies, AI-powered programs that can track people by their biometrics and their behavior. I mean, this is getting crazy, folks. When the thought police start coming out, people start disappearing, right? That's a little warning from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. They stand up a lot. Please donate to their cause. We appreciate that. Kevin in Ohio. I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm not spelling smoke this morning. Man.
No, good for you.
We could smell that Canadian smoke here for all this week. I mean, just it's been pitiful, bad. I want to give out a shout for that movie, Sound of Freedom.
Right.
I went to see it last week on a Monday matinee, 1 o'clock in town, and it was clear full. The theater was clear full. I think it's just an amazing statement about Christians, because it's just powerfully Christian movie. Really powerful. I hope people, you know, keep voting with their dollars and showing evil what's what. And then I'd like to comment that you know that what you call the shift show is just making me so sick. I'm getting text messages from Jim Jordan. He represents our right. area here.
Yeah.
I get text messages, you know, go to this website or else press stop to unsubscribe. Well, I unsubscribe, and I still get the text.
Oh, my. You see, we can turn them off, too, can't we, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want us to get into their game, and it's just way too far past there, ain't it, Dave? Way too far.
I get it. I totally get it, Kevin. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's that side of the tit for tat. And the thing is that this is what's going on. It's nothing but political theater. And you're right. They want to drag us into their forum. They want us to play along mentally.
Yeah, it's all for them. It's not a uniparty. It's for them party. That's what it is, Dave. I don't know how anybody could disagree, but that's what it is.
Kevin, I think all our right-thinking listeners agree with everything you just said.
Well, bless your heart. Thanks, Dave, for all your good stuff you do. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you helping us out, too, because I know you're a faithful donor, and I thank you publicly for that. You got a big heart, sir. I know that, you know, money is always shorter at this time because of the fact of what the economy is doing. The dollar ain't worth much, but you still find it in your heart to do the right thing. And we appreciate you for that. Folks, that's the kind of person that you need to be listening to. He's paying attention out there, folks, to even tune out Jim Jordan. It's like yesterday, I just said, Jordan, come on. If you're going to cite him with contempt for crying out loud, quit threatening to do it and just do it. Like it's going to get you anywhere. They're just going to sit there and go and snub their nose at you. I mean, this is what's going to happen. It's the political shift show, like Kevin just said. Now, here's another little facet we need to talk about while we still have a couple of minutes left. Captain Sherry Walker, she's a pilot out of Texas. And she has gotten in tune with Breitbart's news staff, talking about keeping the most experienced pilots in the cockpit. They brought up some good points in the article, but then there was some stuff in there that they weren't discussing, like why there's a pilot shortage. Well, because the big reason was, according to Captain Sherry Walker, which they were quoting in this article as they expounded upon her viewpoint, and you got to look at it from the pilot side of things. If you are so overdosed in jabs that your health is affected, well, you've just lost your career. Jab or job. So if you took the jabs, you end up like Captain Bob Snow in San Antonio, who no longer can fly again because when he taxied his aircraft to the gate, all of a sudden had a cardiac, what they call a myocardial infarction. I think we all know what that is. And had to be revived. Luckily, there were emergency personnel nearby that could do that. Otherwise, he would not be alive to tell his story. Sherry Walker did not go into detail and elaborate on that, and neither did Breitbart. But you see, where they're focusing on the fact that the Airline Pilots Association is trying to extend the date of retirement from 62 to 65 or even longer to 67. Well, we got Sully Sullenberger out there. He's flying again. Okay, well, but what about all the pilots that took the jab and are having issues and you want them in the cockpit? And now we're up at 38,000 feet and somebody strokes out. Ha! How's that going to work? Which is why a lot of people have chosen to drive instead of fly anywhere they go. Sad state of affairs out there, folks. You got to really think twice before you board an aircraft, but people are still doing it. They still trust the airlines like they trust the government. Oh, well. Hopefully we're going to reach out to Tom Homan here in our next segment on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, for your phone calls. God bless you. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.